He loves us dearly, and he is always there with us, even when it seems like we're alone.
You're listening to The Busy Latter-day Saint, where righteous desires and living life come together. I'm your host, Richard Bernard. Because this podcast ends on a spiritual high, I do not add any comments at the end, so I add them here. You can help support this podcast by sharing it with friends and family, clicking the follow button, and giving it a 5-star rating. I'm also the host of the Everyday Saints podcast, aired by Cedar Fort Publishing and Media. There I have the wonderful opportunity to interview authors published by Cedar Fort and learn about their new books. I encourage you to check it out. There is a link in the show notes. Lastly, I want to thank two talented musicians for their intro and outro music, Angie Gillian and Marvin Goldstein. Both of them have been guests on this podcast. See the show notes for more information. My guest today is Kyla Stevens, a young, single adult who has a strong testimony of the Savior and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. She joins me as a result of a special request. This episode also takes an unusual turn to tips for using the Gospel Library. And now, here's Kyla. Kyla, welcome to the podcast. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good, thanks. How are you?
Really good. Now, this is a very unusual podcast. And just for the audience to know, I've interviewed people throughout the world, as far as, Australia, Japan. I don't know which one of those are further. But anyway, quite often I have people that either approach me and want to be on the podcast, and a lot of times it's people recommending, but you came about with a little bit different situation. You were taking a class, and I'm going to ask about the class in a minute, but you needed a report on a podcast. And so you asked if you could join one of my podcasts, and we had something set up for yesterday, and we had to reschedule that. And then I found out that, well, your report's due on Saturday. So I said, I'll interview you. So that's what we're doing. So I'm curious, what class is this for?
This is for my communications class put out by Ensign College.
Okay, communications class. And what does that cover?
So we go over lots of different things. Right now, we're mainly going over the... So we do talk about different communication methods, whether it be through computers or through writing or verbally, like we are right now. And listening to others as well. And we also really try to focus on the spiritual aspect and ways that we can communicate with one another better through our interactions, whether it be through our physical, through our body language or our own words, and trying to make it easier to understand for others.
Okay, very good. Now, what is this part of? What are you studying?
I am actually studying to be an interior designer.
Oh, okay. Is that a desire you've always had?
It's actually something that came about shortly after my grandfather passed away. I was going through some of his stuff and found some beautiful renderings he did for homes, and it piqued my interest, and so I looked into it, and here we are.
Oh, okay. Now, his drawings, was he an architect, or did he do interior design?
He was mainly architect, but he worked with some interior designers. At that time, they were called interior decorators.
Interior decorators.
And so he worked with them, and he, with his team, he created some beautiful hotels and other wonderful things with his team.
Okay. And is that your grandfather on your father's side or your mother's side?
My mother's side.
And how long do you have to go put up with classes until you're done?
If I want my associates, I've got at least 6 more semesters, and that's going at their pace. I'm going much slower than they have panned out for me, so.
Okay, well, I assume you're not independently wealthy, so I assume you have a job?
Yes, sir, I do. I am working to go to school debt-free.
So, where do you work?
I work at a grocery store, local grocery store called Macy's.
Oh.
I work as one of the what we call e-commerce specialists, which is a fancy word to say you make an order online, I pick that order, and I bring it out to your car.
Okay, and which Macy's are you working at?
I'm working at the one in Lehi, Utah, right by the high school and the roller mills.
Oh, okay. Because I go to the one at American Fork. Yeah,
Yes.
that's the one I go to. I don't know, are you single, married, divorced? What is your situation?
I am single. Just enjoying life as a single adult. So.
Okay, very good. And now your last name is Stevens, and I know your parents, and they don't have that name. So where did Stevens come from?
That is my biological dad's name. My mom remarried shortly after I turned 7 years old. She started dating a guy, and he is now my stepdad, and I call him my dad. And so his last name is De La Cruz.
Yes. Well, he used to be my ministering companion.
Yes, he
So,
did.
yes. Well, your parents are very sweet people.
Oh,
All
thank
right.
you.
So, you're an interior and decorator. You know, we're building a home up in North Ogden. In fact, we spent all day today looking at, well, my wife Amy spent all day looking. I just stood in line watching her make decisions because I take care of the finances. She makes the as far as tile and flooring and all of that, so spent a day doing that. So anyway, we're in the process, and we'll need all the help we can get to figure out how to make the inside look as nice as the outside.
Well, I'm here if you guys ever need it. I would love to help you.
Okay, and we actually had, let's see, her name is Linda Cherry. I interviewed her. She wrote a book for Cedar Fort, and I also view authors on Cedar Fort for their podcast, and then I had her on my podcast. But she wrote a book about a tribe of Israel and Judah. But anyway, she makes her living by interior design,
Oh, that's
so I got to learn a little bit about what she does and how she goes about doing that.
really cool.
Now, you work at Macy's. How many hours are you putting in there?
Right now, I'm not putting in that many hours just with school and balancing everything out. I only work 2 days a week, so I'm getting just under 16 hours.
Oh, okay. But that's enough to foot the bill for the college.
Yeah, it's making ends meet, as you'd say, it
Okay.
would. It's getting things done for me, so.
Are you living alone, or are you rooming with somebody? What's your situation?
I am living with my parents. They have been very kind and gracious enough to allow me to live with them for a very reduced rent.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah, rents are high.
Whew. I can't afford that right now. I'm just gonna be honest.
Yeah, those rents are just terrible. I see what people are paying for rents, and I go, my gosh, it's cheaper to buy a house, I
It honestly is. It's
Yeah.
been nuts.
It's really terrible. So I assume you were born and raised here in Utah?
Yes, sir, I was.
Here in American Fork or some other city?
So I spent about half of my time up in Ogden, in that area, not far, I believe, from where you guys might be building your new home. And then I spent some time down here in Utah County as well. So I just split households. So I spent a lot of time in Davis County and a lot of time in Utah County.
All right. Yeah, we're going to be in North Ogden, right across. Just below the country, is it called Country Canyon Road? I'm still trying to get,
Yes.
yeah, okay. I'm still trying to get used to the names up there. But anyway, our backyard is that road. Well, it's
Nice.
about
Yeah.
30 feet up, but that's where we're at. So
Okay, that's awesome.
now interior design, what other interests do you have?
When I'm not at school and doing my job, I am the choir director for my ward.
Oh.
And yeah, that's been fun. It's been interesting. I don't have any musical experience on the directing side, so it's been a very faith-filled and prayer-filled journey over the last 6 months.
Okay. Yeah. So you've had no musical training at all?
I was in a children's choir growing up, and I got experience on the singing side of things, but not so much the directing side. And so I'm relearning a lot of stuff with
Okay.
it. So.
I want to go back to interior design. Once you are ready to actually start working in that field, how does one get started?
You know, that is a good question. In a lot of cases, from what I understand, you have to get plenty of experience with other firms or other companies. And that can be a grueling process depending on where you're from and what area you're working in. And so you get a lot of experience with them. You're in the thick of it. And then once you feel confident enough, just like with most jobs, you go out in the field and you start on your own company if you want to do
Right.
that.
Oh, okay.
It's doing a lot of stuff like you and I were just talking about a second ago, where you had mentioned that getting help with that, designing, getting things decorated in your home, that honestly, word of mouth is the biggest thing for us.
Yeah,
Is
I would assume so. And from what I know, that what they charge, once you get out on your own, it's pretty good money.
It is. Once you start to be recognized by other people, you can start raking in the cash.
Yep. But like everything, you got to pay your dues, and it just takes time.
Yes, sir, it does.
Yeah, it really takes time. Well, what this podcast is centrally about is the scriptures. And so how do you study the scriptures?
You know, honestly, I struggle. I am not perfect at it. I am still learning the best way for me to read my scriptures. In a lot of cases, it's when I'm traveling to school, because I ride the train an hour up and an hour back from where I'm at. And so I spend most of that hour heading up to school, I spend reading the scriptures or listening to the scriptures and studying and just absorbing what I want to learn. I don't always have a notebook by my side. It depends on the day. I highlight using the Gospel Library app where I can. And I try and just listen to what I'm reading. I allow things to come in as they will. I don't really look for anything specific in my reading.
Yeah, you said you're not perfect at it. I don't know of anybody that is perfect at it, myself included. It's something that we're always striving to get better at. And for some people, my listeners know that my wife and I taught how to study the scriptures at the MTC with missionaries who had trouble studying. And so we would introduce them to certain methods. But it's something that you gradually get better at. And so hopefully somebody who's my age is a lot better at it than somebody that's your age. We've just had more experience and find out what works for us. So that works for you. Now, do you do any journaling with that?
If I have the time and the resources, I try to. I will write things down as they come to me while I'm reading. If it's something that I'm going through in my life and something will just kind of stand out to me, so I'll highlight it and I'll reference the experience I'm going through at that time and how it's helped me learn more about my Lord and Savior and how I can grow.
That's what it's all about. I prefer to handwrite mine. I do it on an iPad, but I can transfer that handwriting to text if I want to throw it in the Gospel Library. Now, you said you highlight. Now, do you use tags in the Gospel Library?
I do. I've got a lot of them.
Oh, really? How many do you think you have?
Oh, last time I looked, which was 3 weeks ago, I want to say, I want to say I had about 100,
Okay.
maybe more.
All right. You are in, let's see, what are the latest statistics? Well, I know it's under 1%. Under 1% of the users of the Gospel Library actually use tags. So you are up there being in the pro version.
that's interesting. I don't feel like I'm pro at it, but okay, good to know.
Yeah. And same thing with notebooks. Do you use the notebooks at all?
Oh yeah, I use that more than I use the tags, honestly.
Okay. Yeah. Someone who serves, there's only four of us that serve the mission I serve, which is giving devotionals and getting people to study the scriptures and then to use the Gospel Library to enhance their scripture study. But she's back east in Ohio. And she is a super user of notebooks, and I'm a super user of tags. I probably have 400 to 500 tags,
Oh, goodness.
but boy, she really has got the notebooks down. So it's always interesting when we talk. I say, well, I think a tag could be better than that. No, it's better if I use a notebook, and that's what's great about the Gospel Library is that what works for you.
Yeah.
That's really important. Now, I've got to ask one question on the Gospel Library. Do you know how to do a search?
Yes, sir, I do. I use it a lot.
Okay, so if you wanted to search for 1 Nephi 3:7, what would you do?
If I wanted to use the search, that area, I'd go into the app. I'd open it up just on the basic page. I'd click on that little search magnifying glass that they have there, and I'd type in the what scripture I wanted, the first Nephi in that case, and it would bring it up for me.
Okay, now exactly what do you type in?
1 Nephi.
I'm going to do something I've never done on a podcast before, but I'm going to share my phone with you. The audience is not going to be able to see this, but that doesn't matter. Now you can see my phone up there, right?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to the Gospel Library and I'm going to tap. Do you have an Android or Apple?
I have Apple.
Okay, so I'm just going to tap at the bottom on the icon there, and I'm just going to type in N37. No spaces, nothing. And I look right here, and there it is. And I tap on it takes me right there.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Now, if I want to go to Doctrine and Covenants, it's just a D, 12143. And again, I scroll down. You never hit that, get that. You never hit this search button
Oh.
here. I'll show you why you do that in a minute. But if you're looking for a scripture, you just scroll down and find what you're looking for. There's 12143, and I tap on it. Now, if you need a hymn, you can just type in 19 for hymn 19, and there it is. So
Oh.
that is how to use the search function. And the reason I asked you this, because about 99% of the people I talk to, when I'm out in public, they go, "Where are you serving your mission?" I explain. I say, "Pull out your Gospel Library," and this is people who go. They'll say, "I use it all the time." I said, "Okay, well, let's do a search." And they go, "I didn't know I could do that."
This is all
So,
news to me.
yeah, and of course, across the top there, you've got collections and speakers and topics and date and exact phrase. Now, the only time you would hit the search button down on the keyboard is if I was looking for something like charity, the word, then I would hit that search button, and that would bring up everything that's got the word charity. But I could take collections and say, I just want to know in general conference where charity's been mentioned, and now I've got just the general conference. Or I could specify even more. And let's take Elder Holland. So now I've got General Conference, Elder Holland, and these are all the times he's mentioned charity in his talks.
Wow,
Okay.
that's really cool.
So anyway, now you've learned a little something on how that works. And yeah, most people don't know that. Now, do you use bookmarks?
Not as much as I'd like to. I probably should, but.
Yeah, it's and being an Apple user, these are all my bookmarks. Again,
apologize to the audio audience. They can't see them, but I've got probably, what, maybe 12 here? But what you can do, you can see I've actually, this is Amy and Richard. That's where Amy and I are studying the scriptures. You can come up to the edit in the upper right-hand corner on Apple or Android and title the bookmark whatever you want. And so I have my personal studies, and this is the Liahona magazine. And these are two talks, one by Scott and one by President Nelson, that I've got bookmarks and I'm studying. And so these are, and then down at the bottom, I'm fluent in American Sign Language. And these two bottom ones are actually in another language, American Sign Language. So you can move around in different languages. And bookmarks, but bookmarks is a good feature. But with the Apple, Android users can't do this, unfortunately. So what you can do with the bookmark is just simply tap it and slide down to where you want it. Now, if you move to a different chapter, then you have to go to bookmarks, and on the far right, there's that little circle with an arrow on it. You tap that, and that moves it over a whole chapter. But if you need to slide it up and down within a chapter, then that's something that you can do. All right. So, do you have any questions about the Gospel Library?
No, I appreciate all of this wonderful information. I can now take this to my ward and introduce yes. them all to it.
Yes. In fact, I would love to come and speak to your ward. Just mention it to the bishop and I will come and speak.
I will do that.
And just tell him it's not on the Gospel Library. It's on getting people to study the scriptures. And that's all what right. it's really about. And majority of the church... Majority, vast majority of the members of the church don't study daily. And yep. so what we're trying to do is get people to study daily and then use the Gospel Library to enhance that scripture study. So, all right, well, I think it's time to end, and the way we end is with your testimony, if you don't mind.
All right, I would be happy to. Want to bear witness of our Heavenly Father's love for us and the love of our brother and his son, Jesus Christ, and all they have done for us. The pain that Jesus Christ felt in the Garden of Gethsemane and throughout that whole process, throughout his whole crucifixion, was more than we could ever imagine. And because of him, the pain we feel has been felt on a greater level than we can understand. That the loss of loved ones is understood when others around us don't seem to understand. And that through the gospel of Jesus Christ, we can learn more about his sacrifice for us and his love for us. He loves us dearly, and he is always there with us, even when it seems like we're alone. The church is true. I believe it to be true. And I believe that the prophets and apostles are led and given inspiration through the Lord, and that without them, we would be in a very different place. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.